Hey, body shoppers, Joe Cimino here, and welcome back to the G-Spot Experience. This episode is one of a series of episodes we recorded with staff members from the body shop. This one is with DJ Miss J, who is one of our DJs at the Pittsburgh location. You are really going to enjoy this interview. She is a lot of fun and very creative. And thanks for listening. Let's get to it.
Action. Hey, body shoppers, Joe Cimino, Mary Lou, and DJ Miss J, also known as Jillian. Hi. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good. You look like you're ready to start DJing.
Oh, no, this is all just for show. It's all props. I saw it on YouTube, so I bought it. Watch some videos, learn some things.
Do you pretend like you're scratching it, too?
I haven't got to that chapter yet.
Are you reading DJ for Dummies?
Yes. I'm starting the book on tape tonight.
So tell everybody how long have you been DJing, and then how long you've been DJing for us at the club.
So I've been DJing since high school.
High school? Only a couple years then.
That's like 4,500 years ago.
4,500.
It's like in the 90s. It was a good time for music. So mid-90s in high school, I bought turntables from Media Play. Do you remember Media Play?
No. What was Media Play?
It was like, they sold CDs there and music stuff, like a Best Buy with music, I guess.
Yeah. Do you remember FYE?
Yes.
Okay. Is it kind of like that?
It's like FYI.
Oh, my God.
So I started DJing in high school. You guys don't know this, but I was voted still partying into the year 2000 in high school. It was in the yearbook. So threw lots of parties, attended lots of parties, went to lots of rave parties, clubs, had fake IDs and such.
No.
And liked the music, went to record stores. They had record stores then. And I grew up in Buffalo. Well, I'm originally from Regina, where we're all from.
Different states of Regina.
Mm-hmm. We're all from Regina, unless you were born in a petri dish, but that's okay too. But I'm originally from Buffalo, New York. So I used to go out there and go to Toronto a lot. That's one of my favorite cities. Oh, you got the glasses. Yes.
Okay. This is a tribute. These are a tribute. Jillian tribute glasses.
Yes, I put mine in.
I've got ones like that, actually. And I have Easter ones. Maybe I'll unveil them.
They look like Easter eggs?
Yeah. I got my mask, too. I think this counts as a mask, right?
Yep.
That is. That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Are you wearing it while you work?
Like the tongue right here. I get really hot. I can't get my tongue out.
So somebody's asking, I'm going to put it up here on the screen. Uh-huh. They're asking, do you know Big Bang?
Do I know Big Bang? The theory? That's how the universe got started, they say.
Uh-oh, your audio is cutting out.
I said that's how the universe got started. Maybe. Everything's a lie, pretty much. So, say that again?
The person that asked the question says they're from Buffalo also.
I thought they meant the Big Bang at the club. That's my favorite night. except for last time because there was a division between me and the people because of the other room. So I want my money back for that one. Or next time I'll just move in that room.
Well, we'll move the DJ booth probably so you'll be able to see better.
Yeah. I still want to drive the car around.
Well, that's going to require somebody to push you because that car no longer has an engine in it.
We could get like a mini kids car.
We could do that.
Like a little engine. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Like a little was that the Barbie Corvette?
Yeah. Yes. I love Barbie. Or I still want to Tinkerbell from the ceiling.
When we do the hook suspension?
Yes, but not hooked to my back at all.
Doesn't that look fun, though?
It does. But I'll have a harness. I'm into harnesses.
Oh, okay. like a chest harness?
Yeah, or like... I was going to say, like, my strap-on, diamond strap-on. Like that kind of harness, but with ropes and diamonds.
Okay.
Gotcha.
That works.
So what was the question? Oh, the Big Bang.
Yeah, are you familiar with the Big Bang in Buffalo?
Might be a DJ event called Big Bang.
Is it a swing event or is it like a DJ thing?
No, I don't know if they're saying... Ed Strong, can you tell us if that's a store or is it some sort of place?
Pete, Big Bang.
Maybe DJ Big Bang.
I'm not sure.
Okay, I know. I like the name Big Bang.
You know what?
I know a Pete Big Bang. That's from Buffalo. That works with me.
Oh,
because the question's from Mary Lou.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Get it. Way to intercept my question. That's cool. I love Mary Lou and I love G, so it's cool. You can intercept my questions. It's cool.
Sorry.
We share. It's cool.
So you lived in Buffalo. You traveled to Toronto often. You were raving in the 1990s.
Yes. And clubbing and all that jazz. And I did go to London twice. I got to play there, which is crazy.
Really?
Cool. Yes.
Now, speaking of London.
The club was called Licked.
Licked?
Licked, huh? Mm-hmm. Was there a lot of licking
there? I moved here in 2000, whatever year it is now. It's the 2020s.
20 years.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, 20 years ago.
Yep. So I was 0 years old when I moved here.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, because you don't look much over 20 years old anyway.
Yeah.
Nope. The secret is having fun and partying and laughing and eat pretty good and sleep whenever you need to and just laughter and music. And music. Yeah.
You don't sleep, though, do you?
Yeah.
No, I'm 24/7. I've been this way since I was born. I'd be like, ooh, it's nighttime. Let's go. I don't know. I turn into somebody else at night. I guess I don't like day, I've realized. Because during the day, I like struggle and I hate it. And then it's like nighttime. And I'm like, yes, I made it. But yeah, I'm a night owl.
So do you normally sleep during the day then?
Yeah, I sleep from like probably like 5 a.m. to 10.
That's about it? Like 5 hours?
Yeah, if I sleep more, I get like depressed and like overtired. It's weird. I just just the right amount for me. Like 5
What's
hours.
The right amount?
Like 5-6 hours. Once a week.
Okay. So you moved here in 2000. Were you DJing here in Pittsburgh as soon as you moved?
No, I actually went to school for dance and for teaching and for arts and knew a lot of awesome DJs. And then I used to be a school teacher, actually, for 12 years before I did the DJ thing. And then once I got money and got established and like worked hard and bought the things I needed and wanted, I'm like, okay, I want to DJ because I love music. So now I DJ, and now everybody's like pretty much quit or they're gone, but I'm going to carry the torch.
Do you feel like DJing was your passion? Like that's what you wanted to do?
No, not at all. Sometimes your dreams chase you, I guess, if that makes sense. Or sometimes you're just the universe calls you because they need you. And I'm a supreme being, so. But no, I taught and I worked on dance a lot and did other things, and then I always loved DJing and I supported people's events. I love music, all kinds of music. And then once I started, it just kept rolling and kept going. And, you know, I love it. Get paid to do music or whatever. It's the life.
Say how do they say that? You get paid when you're paid to do something that you love, it's never considered work.
True. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You believe that?
I guess it's not a quote unquote job anymore, but there's always a few different things that come with like jobs. There's always mm-hmm. things that challenges. Might not be the best or, you know, other people,
right.
their opinions or this or that, but it comes with the job. It's okay.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's, I used to teach and now I do my day job.
Are you allowed to talk about your day job?
Yeah, I can talk about my day job. What do you want to ask?
So what do you do for your day job?
So I'm a certified porn dealer. Artificial stimulation saleswoman. I'm an ass.
Mm-hmm.
I actually distribute and troubleshoot and help manage all the world's smut. And a lot of people be smutting this week and last week, like huge numbers. So everybody's made a buck to themselves, and they need help either to get their DVDs or their sex toys or their make sure that their Roku channel or whatever's working and make sure the sound's working on their porn. So I get to do that. It's really fun.
How often does that happen? Do you get a lot of calls for people that are having trouble with their streaming?
It's rare because our developers and our staff and everything is really, really on point. So if there is a random thing that doesn't work, it's just kind of random. Like for some reason, it always cuts out before the money shot at the end. Like it's so annoying, and I get it. Like so, maybe somebody would be like, "Oh, it's doesn't play to the end," and I'm like, ugh. "So I'll watch it, and then it'll cut out right before the money shot," and I'll be like, "Why does it always do that?" So it might be like 30 seconds cut off, so I'll just have to alert somebody about it. But
like, I know it's annoying. Like it's not a technical thing. Like the video just stopped right before the money shot.
It just blacks out 30 seconds before, and then the hour you just watched.
That's usually the section where everyone's like forward, rewind.
Oh, maybe they wore the tape out.
Yeah, no, there's no such thing as wearing it out because it would be broken. But no, it'll just cut out too early, or it didn't upload all the way. Get it? Upload all the way.
Well, that gives a whole new meaning to the word ruined orgasm.
Yes. So yeah, that's what I do during the day. We've been really busy. I enjoy it. So
is it busier more with like streaming or just people buying more toys or all of it?
You know what? It's busy always and forever, all the time.
did that surprise you?
It's the business that keeps on coming, I swear. No, it doesn't surprise me at all. I think society should be more open to it because everybody's making love to themselves or someone else all the time, everywhere. And it should be like respected. A lot of people are like kind of embarrassed about it, but hey, it's 2020. It's time for change. So I think we should, instead of going to wars and like fighting and stuff, I think we should have make love offs. I think that's better.
Mm. Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, it's interesting. There is not a single person on this planet that I can think of anyway, that is not here because somebody didn't have sex.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. It was at almost 8 billion people on the planet. That's a lot of fucking. Mm-hmm.
It's tons of fucking. So many fucks given.
There have been at least 8 billion fucks on the planet.
We'll multiply that too, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, maybe especially if you had to do it twice.
Yeah.
I never thought of that. You know what? If you put it in that perspective, 8 billion fucks minimum.
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
a lot.
It's a lot. And guess who makes sure it's all working?
Right.
Your DJ. So, yeah, that's just where I'm called to service these days. I guess that's what the world needs help in, is love making, or making sure love making goes according to plan, or they get enough of it. But I will accept the job.
Do you really feel that way about it? I mean, all joking aside, do you feel like that porn offers, let me back up. So there's some people obviously that think that porn is terrible and it's bad for society or whatever. My assumption is the fact that you work there, you don't feel that way, but do you really believe there's a benefit?
Yeah. It's safe. It raises the vibration in your own heart and your own down belower, wee wee or vajayjay. And like, a lot of people are single. So if you're single and you have money, and maybe you're not dating anybody, or maybe you are, might as well give the love back to yourself. And then you feel good, and then you're out in society feeling good, hopefully. And I think, why shouldn't, like, we were all given a crazy sex drive. We can't just, like, hide it. It doesn't make any sense. But respectfully, make sure it gets exercised or tamed or...
Yeah, I mean, provided you're not hurting anybody else with it, you know, yeah. and yourself. I mean, I think there's mm-hmm. the ability to, I don't know, another better word to say this, but self-abuse.
No, there totally is. Some people conserve their seed, but you're actually supposed to kind of tame your seed and obviously make it sacred. But if you overdo it, that's like an electrical circuitry, if you think about it. And the woman's electrical circuitry ends right here. And the man's ends right there, because we're polarized. But if you're like working that circuit too much, you right. can mess with your serotonin levels and your happiness. And you can also like blow the circuit and then not feel anything ever. So you gotta know what's right for you. Different strokes for different folks. Yeah, but yeah, you don't want to abuse it. And then if you do that, you're not happy in life and you're an a-hole and there's not much you can do. So,
do you find that?
And you do get dumber. No, like you do, because your seed has your like your proteins and your vitamins and stuff. So if you keep spilling it, you actually do, your intelligence level kind of goes down.
Well, that
way too much.
It explains a lot.
When you said that, it made me wonder. If somebody swallows it, does that make them smarter?
Us.
Wait a minute.
There's once a month, but hey.
It's not just women swallowing seed.
Well, yeah, they can swallow. Women can swallow the seed, and then it makes them more creative, or maybe enlightens them, or you know, whatever they got to do. But
there you go, Mary Lou.
What? Mm-hmm.
They say if she's a spitter, she's a quitter, but you never know.
What if she never takes it in her mouth?
What
if she never takes it in her mouth? What does that make her?
Oh, I don't know. That's probably your forte, but as long as they say they love you, right? But
I love you.
Yeah. Did you just burp? Well, that was beautiful. That was a beautiful.
No, that was just me making a noise.
It was awesome, though. I'm going to watch that part of this video. I'm going to, like, bookmark it on the remix. But, yeah.
So, back up for a second. How did you end up getting a job working at a porn company?
You really want to know?
Yes.
Because there's a lot you don't know about me. That's pretty crazy, but it's interesting.
Oh, wonderful.
Really, I swear, and I swear to God.
Wait, let me relax there for a second. Go ahead.
So no joke, Jesus. So I was a teacher for 12 years, and I made a very fine income. But I did what I had to do, and I liked it. But I just wanted to do something different, and it was also exhausting. And I remodeled my whole house and, you know, made my life how I wanted to make it. Now I wanted to live it.
So I was kind of... You have a beautiful house, by the way. We've been there, and it is gorgeous. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And likewise, your house club is pretty cool, too. But yeah, what was I talking about again?
12 years teaching.
Oh, okay.
How you got into
I just needed a break. I was really exhausted. So I just wanted kind of some chill jobs where it didn't have to be like my career next. So I did some events places, and it was the time a few years ago when like nobody was hiring and the economy was pretty bad. And like there wasn't even really many DJ gigs, of course, the week or the month that I decided to, you know, quit my 12-year job. So I had a job, and then like a lot of employers didn't want to give you insurance or give you full time. And a lot of really educated, smart people. And this is in the Colburn Bible says like there's a time when like the craftsmen and all the genius creators are like not even in power, and the people that have no creativity and just money and like no brains are in power, while the creators are like out of the job. And it's kind of like, but it's changing because it's 2020. So I didn't have like a steady job, and then I would get a job and the market was really bad and I wanted to work. And then the next job I got, like they cut my hours and I was like, crap, what am I going to do? Cause I do love to work. I'll work all the time and I support myself. So I was like, what am I gonna do? So I literally dropped down in the restroom on my hands and knees and I prayed. And I was like, Lord, please, like, just help me get something full time. You know, I can't be doing this right now. And then I went on Indeed in my break, and then I saw some openings, and I wrote my cover letter like in the bathroom, and I submitted it, and then that's how I got the job. So Jesus.
Oh wow.
I'm not even kidding, but yeah. So yeah, then I got like a call back, an interview, and then another interview, and it worked out legit. So thank you. Power.
See, yeah. And from Jesus, you went to porn.
You know, that's where he placed me.
Yeah. You know, it was meant to be.
Yeah.
Well, allegedly Jesus hung out with all the degenerates.
Uh-huh.
No. Every job has both degenerates and generates, so it's about what you generate there.
I think it seems like that's subjective. It would depend on who you're talking to and what qualifies as being a degenerate. And I don't, me personally, I don't think anybody who's being authentic to themselves and being authentic with other people, provided again that they're not hurting anybody else, they're definitely not a degenerate.
But you know, we're on Earth, right? It's like the number one like complainer planet in the sagest planet, right?
out of the nine, we're number one.
Look, even Jesus had haters.
That he did. That he did.
But it's one of those things that comes with the job. Hopefully Earthlings can get their SHI something together, their ship sailing okay, you know, and be respectful. I like when people are different, and I like to hear about it. The word judgments is not in my vocabulary, and my mind is limitless. It's an awesome freaking way to live.
There you go.
As long as I'm happy with what I'm doing, and I'm a really, like, I have to please myself, and it's like almost impossible sometimes. I'm like, Jill, stop. Jill, cut it out. Oh my God. Why are you doing this again? But as long as I'm happy with myself, and like anybody who I work for, as long as they're happy with me, then
what would be an example of that of you doing something to try and please yourself. And I don't mean sexually. I'm not trying to be funny here.
Oh, making sure everything's perfect and in order and clean and done right and the best I can. Giving it my all. And if I'm satisfied with it and with my attempt, but my ideas are always bigger than I usually do most of them, but sometimes I just need like a massive team of like astronauts or experts or just not yet, but yeah. In my mind they're pretty cool.
So you sent me a picture over the weekend.
Yeah.
It appears that you installed a help pad in your backyard.
Mm-hmm. I have a heliport. Something told me to do it, a helicopter landing pad on my second deck in my yard. So Jill's heliport is live. Had a lot of action, and it's not even done yet. But yeah, fly on over anytime. I got the coordinates.
Have you had any landings yet?
I've had just a couple waves. I have to get my rates right and get a uniform.
The landing fees?
Get a compass, a giant compass. I have a helicopter landing pad in my backyard because why not? You gotta just keep ascending. You never know. Because I think maybe they'll be like, oh, we can't land. Somebody's in our landing port. Can we land and do the news from your backyard or the weather? And I'll be like, I guess so. Sure. Or like, you know, I don't know, hopefully I'll get a shout out. There's always like, you can see the giant H, it lights up at night from the sky.
I saw the pictures. I was pretty impressed.
Yeah. It just happened I had a giant light up H in my basement. So
true. Is that what it was? It was a giant, I thought you actually made like you made that somehow.
It was my friend worked at Forever 21, and it was the window display. It said "ho." I do have the "o." It's been a "ho" before. You got to evolve and keep moving, you know. And I like to recycle stuff, so Jill's heliport. I really did have a C-17 fighter plane like fly by twice. They don't honk, but I could tell he was waving. Like, and my friend's, like, he's a pilot. Like, he's worked in the Army and stuff like that. And we were in the backyard doing yard work and such and, making sure the heliport's all tidy. And he said, like, you know, you're getting, like, a lot of traffic, like, flying right over your yard. I was like, I know, dude, this is weird. But take life as it flies at you, I guess. But, yeah, so, and then, like, you never know who's gonna land.
Yeah, I can get
somebody try to get Johnny Cash's attention and make him hear a song, and he's one of my spirit guides. And he didn't pay him much attention just because he was busy, which I understand. And then they landed a helicopter in his backyard, and then he listened to their song. So I don't know.
Cool.
Yeah. You guys have a helicopter?
No, that's interesting because you're the first person I've ever known that's got a helicopter landing pad in their backyard.
Plus, my property value just went up like a million. It had to.
Probably did.
Well, fly over. I think you definitely should get a body shop helicopter because then we could fly to the different clubs quick. You know what I mean? That'd be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Helicopter tours. We actually know somebody has a plane and a pilot license, but we've never officially been on the plane. So, mm-hmm.
Wait, who does?
Just somebody we know from Ohio.
They've got their own plane, and
they fly it around. They've actually flown not to the club, but to Pittsburgh, and then driven to the club before.
Cool.
They've been to the Pittsburgh club, right?
I can give them a discount at Jill's heliport.
Well, it's an airplane, so unless it dives and crashes into the H.
Yeah. Needs a little bit of a runway.
I'm not ready for that yet.
Well, you've got a driveway.
There's a field, but no, not ready. I might make a drone port too, but we'll see.
Well, that's what I was thinking actually would be interesting would if you just use it as a drone port. Maybe you put a big D there instead of an H.
Yeah, because there's enough big D's everywhere.
For sure. So how long have you been working at the porn place?
It'll be 3 years in October.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you must do a good job there.
Yeah, it takes a special kind of person, I guess. But I like it. I'm open-minded, and it's funny, and I have a good time, and I love to work, and yeah. It's a lot. We're busy.
Do you have any particular stories that stick out in your mind, like when somebody asks you about your job, that they say, hey, do you have any crazy stories? Do you have one that you always tell?
I mean, there was someone who got their private parts stuck in a private part machine. We just said, go to ER.
Wait, they called you first?
Yeah, I don't have a dick, but yeah. But yeah, I guess it got stuck.
Were they panicked when they called?
Yeah, they're in pain. So we're like, call an ambulance, buddy.
I don't know that my first instinct, if I had my penis stuck in something, would be to call the place where I bought the device from to figure out how to get it out.
Well, there might be an emergency hatch or emergency little button for it to, like,
open. G's got a point. Like, they should have not called us.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Everybody needs to, like, flip this switch on up here, like, now.
Although, truth be told, I would be awfully embarrassed to call.
I did get you something.
Wait, what?
I did get you something to stick your... for your birthday.
Yes, you did.
I got you an asshole.
It's one I like, though.
Well, because it was his birthday, and I said to Mary Lou, I did a little investigating, because that's what good people do. And I'm like, what porn stars does he like? And then she gave me some names, and I was like, ooh, we have her asshole. So, yeah.
Well, thank you.
I never bought someone an asshole before.
Well, there are two firsts there, because I've never had anybody buy me an asshole.
And then I was like, "What? When do you use your asshole?" It's like, I don't know, because I don't need an asshole. I wouldn't use an asshole, you know. So is it like when the wife's out of town, the taxes are done, the kids are away at camp, there's a cold breeze outside. Like, when's asshole night?
That's usually Thursdays between 7 and 8 p.m.
Okay. I'm not at the club that night, so.
Yeah, that's on my schedule. A whole night.
Well, good.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm sorry. I want to get back to the dick stuck in the toy story. That didn't sound right. What toy or what device?
It was a pump.
And you couldn't get it? Okay. I got to watch how I say this.
I think it was a pump. I can't remember. But yeah, something like that.
Like a penis pump? Like we do the...
Yeah.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. He didn't upload pictures to tech support, did he?
I doubt he had a camera or internet. If he was calling, you know, and not the police.
Yes, because he could have Googled that. How do you get
your not the police? Am I talking about the police? An ambulance.
Oh my god.
Did he ask for a refund?
No, we never heard back. So, I mean, it worked, but I don't know what a pump feels like, but I don't know. We have these Bader thingies that are pretty cool. They actually stroke you, and you can put lube in them. There's all these settings. So it's like getting a BJ, but I don't know anybody who's, they're expensive too. I don't know anybody who's legit, like, actually tried it yet. So I just want to know, because I think that's a brilliant idea.
Does it swallow?
Probably. It's got probably a little, and then you have to dump it in the toilet later. But I don't know, or you know, wherever. But yeah,
it's on the carpet.
Yeah, no, we're being cleaner. Remember?
Right. Yeah, no more dumping on the carpet.
And if you do, you got to wait 2 weeks. Quarantine it.
So you mentioned London earlier, and I'm going to do a little bit of a plug for you here. You also do a radio show in the UK.
Yes. You can catch it in America, in good old divided states of America. I mean, United States of America. Mondays, 7 to 9. And you type in on your internets, soundwaveradio.net. And then you just hit it, and then you don't quit it. You can listen, unless you're Joe, unless and you got that dial up. You might have to try a couple times with your internets. But yeah, soundwaveradio.net, Mondays, 7 to 9. I play drum bass. It's a fun genre. Mixes a lot of heavy, fast drum beats. Sounds a little crazy, a little fun, some reggae, some a little bit of jazzy stuff, a lot of heavy stuff. I like it a lot. But yeah, I've been doing that for, it'll be almost 5 years now. I used to do it for 4 hours, and then I've had like 125 guests on the show. Wow. And then I just cut it down to 2 hours, 4 hours. It was just a lot. I could do it, but you're supposed to promote yourself kind of like one genre. That's, you know, what I understand to marketable. And I get indecisive, so I was glad, you know, the operator lives in UK. I visited him actually. And so there's a couple of us that play a lot of, there's house, techno, club music. It's cool. People from all around the world. And then the guy who does the show before me, he's in Italy. So he said he's good. He's just bored. But yeah, so he hands the show off from Italy, and then we rock it in America. So yeah, it's fun.
And how does he hand the show off to you? Does he do it in a special way?
Yes, a special global chat room. So he has to press stop on the, you know, the radio transmitter. It looks like, you ever seen the movie E.T.?
Yeah.
It looks like that red thing. So he presses stop, and then he tells me that it's stop, and then I hit the magic button, and then voila, I'm everywhere at once. It's pretty cool though, because it's like it goes to a satellite at the moon, and then it comes back, and then it goes to UK, and then it goes back, and then it goes up, and then it goes worldwide. We've had over 200 or 300 countries that listen. Cray Russia is like the number one listening country, pretty much. USA, there's Du Bois, there's Pittsburgh, a lot of listeners in Compton, Brazil, United Kingdom.
You said Russia is your biggest audience?
Yeah, there's a town called Cray. Cray, Russia.
Cray.
Now, is that just for you specifically, or is that for the whole station?
For me, like, you can see what countries tune in. Mm-hmm. And you get your stats, or there's a globe. And like whenever I start playing like real cray cray stuff, Cray Russia just lights up. It's fun. And I'm like, what's that? But it's fitting, you know what I mean?
Now, I don't know this, because, and that's what I'm asking. Do you do call-ins? Can people call in while you're on the radio?
Sure. You know, get your dial-up phone. I don't know who's got that, but whatever. You can hit us up. There's a chat on the site. You can, you know, make comments, things like that. You could try to find us on our Facebook, but like, I'm mixing live, and songs are like 3 minutes long, and like the music I play and mix is crazy and heavy, and I could probably cause major hearing impairment if I mess up. So I don't always, I'm spinning live all the time. I pick the first song and then I just go with it. Right. Sometimes I'll have a playlist, but I don't always have enough time to like check the internets and things. I do like here and there, but yeah, kind of just go with the moment. But if people do, you know, message me or something, like sometimes I'll catch your messages and say something funny. Or, so you know, I have some good segues into your stuff.
It sounds like you don't have a set playlist then.
I pretty much never do, unless it's a wedding. or unless like you want to hear something, I just go with what I'm feeling and then just go from there. So, and sometimes people request or whatever, but sometimes I'll forget because I'll be trying to go somewhere. I have like really bad short-term memory. So I'll be like, yeah, I'll play that. And I'll be like, what was that song that he just said? I don't know. Yeah.
We'll just set up a text line for you at the club.
Yeah.
What?
We'll set up a text line for you at the club. They can text their requests in.
Yeah. Yeah. Or phone booth or something that scrolls. I don't know. I try to write it down. But yeah, DJ, like, songs are so short these days. It's not like the 15 minute, like, to the hop, like, you know, Sugar Hill Gang had that song, I think was like 15 minutes or something. Like, that's cool, but now they're like 2 minutes maybe. So
right.
A lot of times there'll be 30 seconds left. I'm like, I have no clue what I'm gonna play next at all. But I just make it happen.
So when you started DJing, you were DJing on vinyl.
Yes. Yep. Lots of vinyl. It was heavy. I still have turntables and records and stuff in my basement. But now I have a 12-pound controller that I can lift and, you know, at first I was like, I don't know about playing on that, but I have about 40 steps to get to my castle. So.
Do you ever keep
like loading sound used to suck, but I like my travel gear or whatever. And you guys have a great setup too. Shout out to the body shop and all the staff and all the awesomeness and all the people and all the experiences. But thank you so much for having a setup.
Well, it was actually pretty interesting how we came to be. I think I had I think it was on Facebook, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Facebook did one good deed ever.
Come on. It's more than that. We've actually found a few people on Facebook that work at the club, so...
Yeah, yeah, it was just, you know, meant. I had a gig for a few, almost a year next to the Beehive in the arcade, but then they sold the building. And usually gigs they'll just come to you. It's not often you seek them out. And like, I like to play. It doesn't matter where I'm playing. I just like to play music and, you know, go out and play for people and have fun, have experiences. And then like, if I'm not playing, I get depressed and like, I don't know. I like to play, you know? So that gig ended and I was like, man, I gotta get another gig. And a couple weeks went by and then I think I saw like Facebook, you did a good deed. And it said a post for like, you know, a DJ. And I was like, all right, I don't know what, I just gotta apply. I didn't even see, like really read it. I'm like, okay, I just gotta apply because I need to be playing. And then I didn't get a response. And I was like, when I tried to submit it, it was like, it got an error or something. I'm like, man, all right, I'll give this 24 hours and then I'm going to say something. So, yeah. And then you were like, hey, can you come play tomorrow or something? And I'm like, yeah, sure, no problem. And
here we are.
Did you have any trepidation about working at the club?
No, not at all. I'm open to play everywhere. I used to play at strip clubs too. I played at Erotica and all the strip clubs that lead to your club. Yours is not a strip club, but it's like the Red Light District of Pittsburgh tour.
Mm-hmm. Now.
Yeah. So no, I didn't. I was just thankful to play, and there's not much that phases me too much. I like to just host a good party and have a good time myself. So I was just thankful to play. I mean, what did you think? I don't know.
You know, I think you had some stuff online that we listened to initially. And to be frank, after meeting you, I was, cause I think you told me right from the rip that you were, where you worked, and it totally blew me away that you work there and then here you are coming to work for us. And I'm like, this is like a match made in heaven. Mm-hmm. You know, like, mm-hmm. I don't know if you can get any better in that regard.
Mm-hmm. Yes. You know. I'm super grateful and thankful. And mm-hmm. I was your pimp.
That's true.
You didn't even know it.
Did not know that.
Because one day I was like, I know you from somewhere, I swear. And I'm still not sure, but I think I know, but it's cool if it's just people in the witness protection program. You can't talk about it, it's fine, I understand. But you were like, I'm like, where do I know you? And like, eh, we were in a porn. And I'm like, which one? And we sell it.
So, yeah, for anybody who's curious, you can find the video of me. Just look under midget dick porn.
No. I remember I pulled it up and I was watching it. And then there's a guy that looks just like you and a girl that looks like her. I was like, I think I'm watching my bosses have sex. I'm like, all right, this is might as well get it out the way. You know, but you have like a lookalike. And then Jodie West is like, what did she
say? Now I need to know. Did you watch it the whole way through?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Of course. I like, and then Jodie West is like, what's for breakfast? Waffles and cocaine or something. I was like, hell yeah. But you got street cred. You were in a Jodie West, like that was like 2014. You got some porn street cred. So you're somebody.
Mary Lou has a couple stories from when we actually were involved with that event and the porn that was made at that event.
Yeah. That was
Why don't you tell me about that? We never talked about that.
That was G's teacup party event.
It was a pool party.
Well, it was actually a hotel party that we did that they came out and filmed. And they pretty much did everything on set of the hotel party, but that was also the first time that I had seen Gelsomino intoxicated.
I was not intoxicated.
I didn't see that.
Someone had made some blackberry brandy, homemade blackberry brandy, and I don't know where he found it. I mean, we were at a hotel, but he found this little baby teacup, and he decided to put it around his ID machine. And so all night long he kept going back to the little punch display and just going in and flipping himself a little cup. And then halfway through, where everyone's like, is he okay? What's going on with him? And I'm like, I don't know. And then I realized, well, shoot, half the punch is gone. And I'm like, that's like real alcohol, dude. It wasn't like punch. But other people got to see him that night. So he was a little like, I can't believe I was doing that. But it was a good night. It was a good party. We had the...
What'd you guys think of Jodie West?
Yeah, we had Jodie West. There were a couple people that were there for that event, but we also had the foam pit party, so they were dancing in foam, and it was an entire weekend with a pool open and all these activities. So it was a good party. Yeah. You know?
Oh yeah,
you know, the Jodie West and her husband and all the people that were involved with it were super super nice, super friendly. Yeah, we had talked to them on the phone a couple of times before getting everything set up, and I wasn't really sure what to expect from them. And to be frank, I think I probably expected them to be a little persnickety, sort of snooty.
Not for another
reason other than just like that's just sort of the perception I had in my mind, sort of actors and actresses and stuff. And they were just so down to earth and cool and friendly. And they participated they hung out with, you know, the people that were at the hotel party, had a good time. So it was a really awesome and amazing experience involved with that.
Yeah, that's cool. Very cool. Yeah.
I don't think there's too many people that can say they've been in porn just randomly
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Although today,
not like recently, like a little while ago with some big names. So you're somebody. Right. You made it.
Yes. Congrats. I'm finally in porn.
Yeah.
Did you say you're fine doing porn? No, your clubs are cool. Keep doing what you're doing. It's fun. It's a good time.
Yeah. Do you have any, you know, I asked you about your other job, if you had any stories. Do you have any stories from the body shop?
Oh, yeah. there's always a fun story, you know. I think the one time I was playing music, just, you know, to accompany whatever was going on, and it was near Halloween, and I looked, like, next to me, and I think I was playing, I don't know, Ja Rule or Puff Daddy or something, some fun old school song. And then I look over, and, like, on the stage next to me, there was a woman, and she's, like, got her pants down, and she, like, bent over, and then she's, like, shaking her ass to the audience, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And, like, I'm looking at the audience, and they're, like, laughing, and looking at her and stuff like that. And then it was just like funny. She was just doing a little show. And then I look, and that's when it was Halloween. So there was like a coffin on the stage for a little while, like a stand up coffin. And then like the song, I make something else. And then I see her like, you know, stand up and walk out. But then I see a guy walk out of the coffin and zip his pants up.
Wait, what?
And I'm like, whoa, I missed that. I didn't even know that there was a guy in there in front of her. You know, I don't know what they were doing, but yeah, it was just funny.
He was in the coffin?
Yeah, so I couldn't see him at all, but the people were watching like a show. I thought it was just her.
Oh my gosh.
But there was a guy in there, so that it was just funny, but everybody was just like having fun and like just being playful and silly and just having this like this thing called FUN fun. You know, just old school fun. But yeah, that was fun. Like all the parties are fun. The disco one was really fun. I like playing all the disco.
Yeah.
I love all that music.
Yeah, me too.
I like playing the weird songs in the last hour to mess with people. you know, all the guests are fun. The theme is fun. And definitely another memory is when Ranjan had the flippers on and he was on the stage. And let's just say I've never seen flippers being used in such a way. Like that. I look over and I see this.
No, I'm here.
So, yeah, the flippers night was good. What else? Yeah, I like the Big Bang. That's a fun party. The setups are always a good time. And shout out to all the members. Shout out to, you know, the staff. Everybody's a good time.
Yeah. I remember the flippers that night.
Never seen that before.
Scuba Steve.
Scuba Steve.
I like the themes too. So, you know, thank you for that. I love theme parties. And yeah, I don't know. Do you guys have a memorable Miss J Speaker Spanker DJ moment or song, or I don't know?
Probably, but I don't think I can talk about it.
Okay.
Because it was a night that you were not DJing.
Okay.
You were a guest.
Okay.
You were your speaker spanker self that evening, I believe.
Yeah, you were doing spanking that night.
Oh, was it the bondage ball?
Yes.
When I was beating the F out of everybody.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't discuss why you have speaker spanker, why that's your show.
Well, first it was just like a catchy name. But it's also a good, I guess, gimmicky product, or like, you know, it's a good niche, and surprisingly nobody's ever done it before. So I came up, when I was coming up with the music show, I came up with a bunch of names and wrote them all down on a notebook and then just said them out loud. And that speaker spanker was the one. It had the best ring. And then came the paddles and spankings later. And like, everybody needs spankings. Like, everybody needs, not you guys, but people need to get their asses beat.
Everybody but us. So
bad. Like, it's like, wake the F up, y'all. Like at the bondage ball, like, I've been doing that for 5 years now, but like, I do enjoy it. Like, consensual, I could beat the F out of you and nothing back in return unless you pay me tons of money. But no, I don't. But like, I don't know. I do like it. Like, I like whipping people's ass. Maybe it's an Italian thing. But, I don't know. So yeah, we do a lot of spanks on the radio show and do a spanking booth at the bondage ball. And this year I did make it meaningful because of how shitty Earth's getting. But I made people say, like, what are you going to do to improve humanity to get a spanking? And they had the same answer. And we got some fun answers. Yeah. They're like, I'm going to write a book for children. I'm like, all right. One chick's like, I'm going to make apple pies every day. And I'm like, yes. And so, yeah.
I could go for apple pie.
Yes. I could totally go for
it. Can you see your screen, Jillian?
Yes.
You see, Brianna says that they're a spanky.
Oh, okay. Would, yeah.
Maybe they're volunteering.
I've spanked a lot of people.
Why do you think you get enjoyment out of that?
I guess, like, there is some pain involved, but, like, once – I think the feeling once people get – once they do it and they get over the pain, then it's not that bad. And, like, a lot of times girls are a little timid at first. They're like, oh, I don't know. And then you give them their spank, and they're like, oh, and they're like, wait, I kind of like that. And then they come back with their friends, and then, like, and then all of a sudden they form little gangs. And it's like, who could get the, you know, hardest spanks or this or that. And it's just fun. I guess it's just, like, thinking that you can't do something or you can't take this, but then you do. I guess it's empowering. Kind of like an awakening. For your, like, an ascension. But
so yeah, you get enjoyment out of dealing in pain.
I just like to hit, like, really hard and, like, do dances and, like, make it creative and fun, and then people come back and then they're like, you know, it's just fun. It's just silly. I don't know.
Right.
And then yeah, I don't know. Just, I guess it's something like an adult kind of. I've been starting cults since like second grade.
Cults? So,
yeah.
Mm.
So I started my first cult in second grade, and like I was in the advanced reading group, so we were always done with our work first, so we got a little bit of free time. So I had like, they had these closet doors. So I like shut it. So it was like an office. And then I only allowed so many people in, and then we would have meetings. And then like, I made a whole structure system, and then like had like $2 dues for the year. And then that's when the Catholic like school shut it down. They're like, no, you can't have it. It's nowhere. And then.
Cause you were charging them to belong.
But that, yeah, that was my first cult that I started.
How much money did you make?
What?
How much money did you make?
I think I made like $650.
So you had three and a half followers.
I had a lot of followers. A lot of people wanted to be in it, and then like, you know, we could try to keep it exclusive, and then there was enough room in the closets. And then I'm into like, we would have parties when I was growing up. Like, luckily my parents were really cool, all about celebrations, and so I would invite the whole fourth grade over for a party. I'll send you pictures. I always like to include everybody. I like to be friends with everybody, not discriminate, not judge. Like, judging is so lesser man bullshit. It's not gonna get anywhere. Like, drop your judgments and get to know people. And that's the fun of life, is getting to know people.
That's so very true.
I would always just invite everybody.
That is true. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I guess I did do this though in a past life. I was a spanker.
You were a spanker?
In ancient Egypt, yes. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a favorite implement?
Like?
Paddle? with Lager?
Should I get the what's it called? The umbrella jar
with all your paddles in it.
Yeah, I'll give it to one. They are right over here.
So Jillian's getting her her bucket full of paddles.
Mm-hmm. So
it looks like a leather strap. Is that a leather strap
there?
Yeah.
There is a leather strap in there.
Yep.
The only thing that would make this better if there was somebody there that she could paddle.
True. I mean, okay. So there is, this one has a lot of use. It's the Ouija one.
Mm-hmm.
It actually did split.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
At the first bondage ball, it was a newbie. She had a really nice ass. But this was kind of channeled like Aleister Crowley and stuff. It got a little wild. I learned some things. Mm-hmm. But she released the spell. But so, yeah, I got this. The Ouija paddle. This is the Take Me Out to the Butt Game paddle. it packs a lot of weight, which is good. These are the Vans paddles. Vans paddles are what's up. And the Vans paddles are twins.
Oh!
So these were the first ones in business.
You got quite a big collection going there.
Yep, we got the heirloom.
Ooh, that's old school.
The glory hole one.
Yeah.
We got the jelly bean.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm. We got the one that you gave me.
Oh, yeah.
Bank stick.
Bank sticks.
This one, my friend Artist Spade did this.
Oh, cool.
Graph one. We got this one's the boom boom one. this one, a good friend of mine gave me this as a gift. I got lots of fun gifts.
Mm-hmm.
So shout out to Bob for that. I like this a lot because it has the stylists.
That's
a paddle, but also the old school feel of a belt.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty genius. And then this one was meant to be just for show. I'm sitting on my throne, so it was going to be like a footrest or an armrest or like stirrups that pop up. At a gynecologist? No.
Yeah.
So that's that one. There's also the, this is like the Castaway one. It's got a lighthouse on it from my friend Carney. So that's the Castaway. And then this, I like this one too. The Detention for Schoolgirl Night.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's a good one.
The Board of Corrections. and then there's a bigger loop one. These ones are kind of hard to manage, you know, swing, but they sound good. All the spanks sound good on here. and then this one's strange. A friend of mine, Big Bird, or James, who does a radio show with me, he kept finding paddles at Goodwill. Really? And this one had my date of birth on it and like had a couple, just a letter that was actually really relevant to my life at the time. So it was all in divine order, I guess. And then, hold on 1 second.
She's got a plethora of paddles going here.
And then this is a party fave. This is the donut hole.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Then there's chocolate.
Love it.
I think I'm going to steal that one from you.
It's a popular one. I do make custom paddles. If anybody ever is interested, just, you know, message me, whatever you want to do. And where's there's a very, very large one that was a gift from Carney, my friend, and here it is.
Oh my god.
As big as you.
Mm-hmm. And
it reminds you of a pizza paddle.
It's got a hockey stick for the handle. And yeah.
Have you ever hit anybody with that one?
Yes. It's kind of a slower swing. It doesn't hit as hard, but then your hair fluffs. You're like poof, and it's like poof. But yeah.
So do you get a lot of people that send you stuff for your paddles, like gifts?
Yeah, I'm coming.
So wait, I got one more paddle.
I think Miss J is taking a pee break.
So there's also...
No, she's got more paddles.
Oh, geez.
Pittsburgh one. This one's from Japan. I don't think it's a paddle. So I got this when I was in Japan.
Where are you at in Japan?
I was in Osaka and Kyoto, which I loved.
Oh, wow.
And then this is one of my favorite. This is the Trinity.
Oh.
So
that's your favorite really out of all your paddles?
I think they're all special in their own ways. And then we have a laser cut one that I left with my friend Sonata in Philadelphia. It's a wood one, and it was laser etched with our logo too. So,
oh wow,
yeah,
cool.
They're all my friends. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, but yeah, this is my life. You never know. You never know.
Do people just come over to get spanked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
People come over to get spanked. So I'll just spank. Don't spank myself. Notice I don't even flinch. So yeah. But it's been a fun time.
I heard you got spanked pretty hard one night. It hurt pretty good.
A few times. My co-host Funkphonic that DJ'd for you on New Year's, he hits pretty hard, and then I also trained him to be pretty freaking sneaky and turn the microphone on and such. He's a hard hitter, and then, you know, other people, let me see. There's a few hard spankings here and there. But not many people do it too.
Does it seem like men or women can take the paddle better?
Women usually, but you know, men can, but once the ladies know that they can take it, they, oh, it's so cute. Once ladies know that they can take it, they get excited and it's more fun, and you know, they come with their friends. It's kind of sorority, but also, what's the word I'm looking for? Uplifting, or just, I don't know. It just opens the world to a new type of thing. But if it's not a thing, it's not a thing. If it is, it is. Like, I don't like getting like flogged or like the little whippy thingies. But spanks are cool, but like, I wouldn't like to be tied up at all. I would freak the F out and probably chew someone's ear off. Or my hand to get out, because I like to be free. Like, I don't like to be restrained. So, but some people like that. So to each his own, respectfully, you know. I don't know. What do you think?
I remember getting paddled in school. And not in the fun way.
Yeah.
Actually, it's funny. I went to Catholic school for the first part of my scholastic career, and I didn't really get paddled as much as I just, like, the nuns would just beat you. They'd just, like, slap you and, you know, hit you with the rulers.
Yeah.
It wasn't until middle school at public school that I got my first swat with a paddle.
My first by the gym teacher.
It was a swat. Yeah. It was by the gym teacher, too.
And you liked it?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. Now, the principal had a paddle also, but I never got paddled by the principal.
Oh.
Mm. Only gym class. I don't remember why I got paddled gym class.
Yeah, it's gym class. Like,
yeah.
What'd you do?
Phys ed. What could you possibly do in phys ed?
You, like, refuse to swim?
No, I love swimming. I loved it. No, I frankly, I don't remember why I got paddled. I'll never forget getting paddled, but I forgot the reason why. That sucks.
Was that a girl?
No. I probably would have been paddled a lot more if that were the case.
Yeah.
Pull my pants down. Mary Lou and I were just watching the story about how Wonder Woman, the comic, actually Mary Lou mostly watched it. I started watching it when they started tying up the girl, you know, in the little bondage scene. I was like, I am 100% convinced that the reason I enjoy what I enjoy is because of Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm talking about the Linda Carter Wonder Woman. Because all I remember from that is her running around with her little magic lasso, and she would tie the guys up with it, and the whole thing was that the lasso would make them tell the truth.
Mm.
So that was always my joke. Tie me up and make me tell the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's my story.
I don't know what you would lie about, though. Everything's pretty in the open. But
anymore, yeah.
Yeah.
But you guys are good people, and, like, thank you so much for having me at your club and, you know, being awesome, just people, and, you know, in general.
Well, we appreciate you being there. But we feel like we've got a wonderful crew of people that we work with. You know, I've, you know, been doing this for over 15 years, and Mary Lou and I have been doing it for over 5 years now together. And I feel like we've been blessed with some really amazing, wonderful people. And it's interesting because I've worked in a lot of different places over the years because I'm so old. And I can't think of another place that I've worked where I've enjoyed working with virtually everybody. Mm-hmm. And that's certainly the case. And with, you know, we have, what do we say, 48, 49 people.
Mm-hmm.
Between the three clubs, and they're all phenomenal. Nothing but wonderful things to say about them all. So can't wait to get back to work.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. I'll say I've been through some really hard stuff this past 2019. And, like, it's hard to find a place where you work where you're accepted or, like, people are cool. It's like a family style. And I always look forward every weekend. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going, you know, going to the body shop and just, you know, be myself and be respected and just have fun, you know, with a good group of people. So it's not always easy to find. So thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
And, you know, all the staff is awesome too. And yeah, all the people are really, really fun and cool, respectfully, and have a good time. Like, yeah. And they like the memes, like, you know.
No, that's, I could not do what we do. You know, a lot of people think that, you know, we do what we do because of the sexual component of it. And that's really just a very small part of it. Because for me, it's about the openness and the genuineness and the honesty. And, you know, people are there just, they have totally let their guard down and to be themselves. And they're just, you can just tell when somebody is feeling good in that regard. They're just amazing people, just happy and not a care in the world. And that's really That's what keeps me doing this. I had a conversation with somebody this morning who's in a different business, and they were talking about, they've talked about for a long time that they're just not real happy with the business that they're in. And, you know, with everything being shut down right now, you know, I said to this person, you know, this is an opportunity, you know, if you don't love what you're doing, then why continue doing it?
Right. Exactly.
And, you know, it was kind of posed back to me, you know, saying, well, you know, do you love what you do? And I absolutely love what I do. And again, not because of the sex. It has zero to do with the sex. Zero. Wait, it has to do with the people, you know, and the people that we work with. So
I was missing out now.
What?
I said there's sex.
I've heard that there is. Yeah. I've heard.
Yeah. But who doesn't take many breaks and keeps playing the music because they don't even see sex anymore?
Well, that's interesting because that's Mary Lou and I, we talked about that, I think, with Devin in the last interview. It's almost like, you know, you almost don't notice anymore. You know, if there is stuff that's going on, you really don't even notice it so much. And even more so probably for you, because you're pretty much 5 days a week, you know. Well, you're 6 days
like,
a week
you
now.
Play the video. Make sure the video plays. And like, I don't even see the video anymore. And there'd be like a mountain and butterflies playing for like 15 minutes. And you're like, Jillian, the porn. And I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, I feel so stupid. But it's just life. It's just, you know, it's beautiful.
Well, it's beautiful. We moved it now. You don't have to be responsible. We make the bartenders pick the porn now.
Yeah, that trampoline. The trampoline one was something.
There's been a
and
few.
So was the disco and the retro porn.
Oh my gosh.
It was au naturel, organic.
Yeah, we've had some pretty interesting Bush porn playing. Yeah, Bush porn. Yeah, it must have been Australian porn. There was a lot of Bush, a lot of Bush whacking.
Yeah.
Yes. And just because I work for porn, it doesn't mean I'm responsible for every single porn that ever comes out or is viewed. I don't always sanction whatever it is. I didn't make it, but yeah. There's some interesting stuff out there. And the Desperate Housewives bunny suit ones were funny.
Do you have a favorite porn, type of porn?
I wouldn't be in one, but I don't mind watching some gangbangs.
Nice. So you really are disappointed when we have the Big Bang Nights and you can't see.
Well, you gotta feel like a connection with the room, and also like I take deep thought. Like if I play a song and people don't like it, maybe 20 people could stop lovemaking, and they're gonna look at me. So it's serious. So I think about these things, and they're important. You know what I mean? But it's also kind of funny. Like, what songs do you like to make love to? It's not the same for everybody, except for Pony Genuine.
Mary Lou probably can answer that better than I can because once I get into it, I'm not even listening to the music.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, he's totally oblivious to the music.
That's usually because I have a hood on my head.
But
he has to watch out more for the cats jumping on his ass. Music.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about G. If there is a favorite song that I have, that's probably it.
Okay.
If it's not number one, it's number two. Yes, you do, and I appreciate that.
Yes, and thank you for letting me play all that good old school rap.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everything. Absolutely. Just every genre.
Yeah, for sure. So.
And Fraggle Rock. And not firing.
Oh my God.
For not firing you.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. Yeah, I like to play the funny ones. And you never know. People like all kinds of music. You never know.
Well, you know, especially that late night when you start playing some music tunes, some TV tunes. people come on their back and they'll be like, what the heck is playing? And I'm like, well, you know, it's the end of the night songs, you know, it's the, you got 10 minutes. You should be listening to the music. You should be,
I'll be right back,
taking care of business.
Yep. We're like, I know, like, people come out, they're just in a haze, you know, maybe they're drunk or, you know, feeling really good.
Yeah.
So I like to kind of mess with them. I want them to be more like, wait, where the heck am I? You know, but people notice, there's a lot of cool people there and they're like, oh, I heard you play this and that and then that remix. They notice it. So,
yeah. Well, I know the one night with the Fraggle Rock, it was funny because we're, a few of us were at the bar, standing at the bar area, and then we're all kind of looking at each other like, what is she playing? And then the next thing you know, we all start like singing along. It's like, I know what this is. Oh my
God. Or like, you think about Fraggle Rock? I think I played. And like, Killian ran out to the dance floor and like a couple other people like started singing the Wheels on the Bus.
Yes.
And yeah. And me and Joe tested, I was like, Joe, should I play the Hokey Pokey, like the original 1940s version? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, I don't know what's gonna happen. And like a bunch of girls started, they came in the middle and like they did the Hokey Pokey and it was pretty sexy. So
So I was across on the other side of the bar when that came on. And it took about 15 seconds for me to realize what was playing. I was literally mid-conversation, and I stopped. I was like, what is playing right now? What is going on?
Yeah, that's what I want. That means winner.
But it wasn't even at the end of the night. That was at like, that was like 11 o'clock at night, like, or
midnight
something.
Midnight or something, yeah.
It was like, I just took a risk. It was like mid party. I was like, oh my gosh.
People on their toes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Craziness.
But yeah, it worked out. And yeah, I was happy to play it.
Yeah. Well, we're happy to have you.
Yeah.
Oh wait, what's Mary Lou, what's your song that you like to get sexy to?
I don't think I have a specific song. I like so much music, and there's some, you know, so many different genres, you know.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything in particular. Yuji, anything for me?
For you?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't think of anything in particular. Yeah. I know Jamie, before you, you always used to play Bolare for me.
Oh, yeah, Gypsy Kings.
Yeah, Gypsy Kings. Old style guitar and stuff, but
do you have a favorite group?
No, I can't honestly say that I do.
Hmm.
You know, I there's a little bit of everything, you know, that I like. I can go from Level 42, old school, you know, oh my God, listening to like good old, you know, rock to current Spanish music, and I'm all over the place. But
somebody said Lords of Acid. Actually, Lords of Acid has some pretty interesting
I like to know everybody's what they like what songs they like, because it's always different, but I'm just curious. It's interesting to me to find that kind of thing out.
I started listening to, I mean, my parents were big into disco. And when disco was really big, I was, you know, what, 8, 9 years old, 10. So that was kind of a big thing for me. But then I segued into classic rock. I'll never forget, one of my cousins listened to The Doors, one of my older cousins. He was, I think he's about 10 years older than me. But he used to listen to The Doors, and for some reason that kind of clicked, and I started listening to The Doors and like Led Zeppelin and that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then that segued into like Van Halen, Guns N' Roses, but then I got into rap too. So I was
literally, and we like Rage too.
Oh, yeah.
Rage. Good thing we didn't buy tickets. They're expensive, but
they were a little expensive, no?
A little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But no, so I'm like, I can do rap and I can do rock, like, but forget country. I'm not a country fan at all.
I can do country.
Yeah. I haven't played much country. In my experience, it usually clears dance floors, but I would, but not many people really, you know, ask for it. A lot of 90s, which is still cool. Something you can dance to. What is something you can dance to? What is the definition of that? I'm not sure. It's different for different people. But yeah, the 90s is usually heavily requested. And Despacito.
Yeah.
I love Despacito. I don't like it myself, but whatever. It's not about me. But everybody starts dancing to that one. And Pony. Pony. So.
Well, who was it here? Bert's talking about back in his college days, it was Boys to Men.
Hell yeah. I went to the Boys to Men concert with my dad, and they did Water Runs Dry, and It Rained on the Stage. And like that was when they had all their hits. That was an awesome show. End of the Road.
Yeah.
I always play that Motown Philly for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I love 80s too. 80s music, dance music, heavy music, yeah. Rock music. I love like 50s, 60s, 70s hits, Motown. I love playing that stuff too.
Yeah, I'm all over the place with my music. There's times I can get in the car and like totally just find something different on, you know, on SiriusXM and just be like, okay, this is what I'm going to listen to today, you know. It's never the same radio station. It's always something different. And then there's times where I just, you know, come upstairs and I'm like, okay, let's play some Laura Pausini, some classical or, you know. So I have a love of music, but to say if there's one specific thing for me, not, no, because there's just so much that I like. So.
And I do love like dirty ass, disgusting, inappropriate, like rap and hip hop, like some Juicy J shit. That's like, suck my balls, dude. It is. I love hearing that too. People look at me and then they're like, yeah.
There's some stuff that I find.
Like all the dirty, dirty shit. I love that. I do.
But I'll play for G and I'm like, don't you remember this? He's like, I've never heard of this. And I'm like, well, listen to it. And he's like, are they saying suck ass? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
I like the really dirty, disgusting stuff.
No. And I'm like, why not?
Yeah. So thank you for allowing me to have a home for that. Like, usually you play that some places and the owner's manager's like, oh, okay. But here it's like, yeah. And that's fun, you know?
Cool. Well, let me get this here. I was going to ask you, do you still have a lot of people that like fans and stuff from like your radio?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still do. People hit me up from around the world still, like thanking me for the shows, or they still listen, or getting new listeners, or like I had this one guy, he's really super cool down in Puerto Rico, sent me like all these like pins and like took the logo and did all this cool stuff with it. Yeah, it's really cool. You don't know how much your light shines or how far it goes, but it's the little things like that. Or like we have a fan in London, like shout out to Dylan Buckler. He you know, recommends a show for this or that, or he'll post a video from a few years ago and be like, hey, thanks, I still listen to all your shows, it gets me through the day and recommend it and everything like that. So awesome. Yeah, we did a lot of promoting and a lot of spanking and a lot of networking, and you know, it's more than just a show, it's just a movement.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually all to bring forth the ascension of 2020 where we're at right now. So yeah. This is it.
Awesome.
Yeah
That was one of the things, the first things I actually heard from you, because I was the one that found your application.
Oh, yeah.
When you applied. And I was like, didn't you see this one? He's like, no. And I'm like, you got to listen. So I like, you know, I was like research people and like try to find something on them on Facebook and whatever. And I was like, I sent it to him and he was in the office downstairs. I was in the office upstairs. And I'm like, so what do you think? He's like, I love it. I'm like, okay, call her, get on it.
Hell yeah. And then it was crazy because I went to the meter room like back in the day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I remember you saying that.
This was, you know, the meter room, but you know, it was related or whatever. But that was interesting.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
Cool. Well, we're gonna let you go for the night. What was that?
I said you guys are probably tired. It's late for G. Kind of school night.
It is a school night.
It is. Yeah, and usually I'm getting up at 2 a.m. to go to work at 4, but
How's things with you? Slow and weird, but
slow. I was actually off for 3 weeks, worked one day, and now I'm off for another week and a half.
Yeah.
And
get time to do your thing.
Yeah, I'm just trying to relax and enjoy things around here. And at the same time, we're doing little projects around the club and anticipation of when we're going to, you know, be open for everyone to be back. You know, so that's like our big thing right now. We started doing, obviously, the interviews and the live chats and stuff. And on Saturday, we beta tested on our website a live chat.
I wanted to give you the next one for sure.
Yeah. But it's for members only. And there was a lot of interaction amongst people.
It's a brilliant idea.
As well as interaction that we would normally see in private rooms.
Yeah. Yeah, I was 40 hours deep watching, you know, doing my job. And I was like, I can't get back on the computer right now. It was like my 40th hour. And I was like, I'll try. And I fell asleep. But definitely, let me know what to expect and then I'll plan it. You know what I mean? It's been tiring doing my job. Like, even working from home, it's so busy.
We're going to do it next Saturday again. Yeah. I've already got it up on the website. So,
okay, cool.
You know, if you decide you want to jump in or whatever, you know, we'll be there. So,
What can people expect or what was it like?
So it was the first night using this particular platform. So it was new, not only for, the members, but it was new for us too. We were originally going to use the Zoom app, which I know quite a few people have been using. One of the challenges, as we were ramping up to use it, we started hearing stories about, security breaches, meaning that literally hackers were coming into the middle of people's meetings.
Right.
And what I found funny about it was they were complaining because they were throwing up like pornography or, you know, like nefarious things into these private meetings. But then they were also talking about how they were recording, you know, what was going on in these meetings, which I guess they weren't supposed to be doing. So that was a long way for me to say that in ramping up for doing this, we were going to do Zoom, but we had talked to our web developers and they had already had something planned that they hadn't even launched yet. We were literally the first site to launch the chat. So it was with webcams, you know, so Mary Lou and I were on there like kind of how we are right now. And then people could come in, they would see Mary Lou and I, but then they could click on other people's cameras and the little window would pop up, you know, and then, you know, people could talk. They can go in a private room if they wanted to and chat or,
yeah,
you know.
I like it. It's a cool idea for sure.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was cool. And the nice part was, or is that it's private on our site. You have to be a member to use it. You know, so that was the nice part. It wasn't just kind of open to whoever.
Nice.
We'll do it again Saturday. So.
Cool. It's like from a distance, you could still get your F on.
Yeah, and people did.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
So a good deal. Well, I know you you have long days and you got to work tomorrow, no?
Yep. Start my 10-hour days, you know, watching Beautiful Lovemaking on two screens. It's just computers in my eyes. Just that's the only thing that it hurts after 40 hours. Like,
I can imagine. Yeah. That's gotta be tough.
That's the only part I don't like is having to stare at a computer so much. And then, you know, I have 30,000 songs on my computer at my reach. So I still use a computer to play. So that's another like 10 hours, you know what I mean? But it wears on your eyes where I don't want to look at a computer, but
Well, that's why you wear glasses now.
Exactly. And for my eyeliner, you know. But yeah.
Well,
but yeah, I'll be at the virtual party, you know, hopefully this weekend.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. We'd love to have you in there. And, you know, we're really looking forward to getting back open and get you back in the DJ booth. Hopefully we reopen, the DJ booth will be in a different place.
Yes, and there'll be some room for spankings from the car.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps.
Yeah. You'll be able to see everything.
Right.
Yeah. I just want to be closer to you guys.
Well, we're gonna move the DJ booth so you can see everybody, so you're not kind of stuck in the corner.
Yeah, and we can have it's cool. But I can't see around the bend.
I know.
But yeah, but thank you so much for everything.
No, thank you. And thanks for coming on tonight. I know you had a busy day and you got a busy day tomorrow. Yep. So we appreciate it. Don't stay up too late.
Yep. Check my heliport, you know, arrivals.
Yeah. And make sure nobody's landed.
Yep.
Yeah. That's an extra fee.
Landing fees.
Landing fees.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks again.
You know, sayonara, put your mask back on.
Yep.
I gotta take the glasses off.
It's like perfect.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Love it. Mm-hmm. All right.
We'll see you.
Thank you, Jillian. We'll see you hopefully on Saturday night.
Okay, bye.
All right, guys, we're going to end the broadcast. You have a good night. Take care.
Thanks for listening. I hope you got something out of this podcast. And if you did, please be sure to share it with someone who you think could benefit from it. Be sure to visit our website at bodyshopclubs.com. And if you'd like to reach me directly, you can do so at area code 412-690-0699. All right, well, thanks so much, and you take care.